And my name is Douglas Boyd, B-O-Y-D. I'm a resident of the city of Franklin, and I'm proud to say I've been on the city council here for 10 years, and I've lived in New Hampshire my entire life. My family grew up in Canada before they moved here, and I'd like to speak in favor of this, what is going to be the largest green project in the history of New Hampshire. And we're going to join partnership with the second greatest country on the planet Earth, Canada. They just recently, the Northern Pass people that are supporting this, just recently paid over $24,000 up north to bring tons, to have a project up there and to have all kinds of entertainment and so forth for them. Public Service has always done some fantastic things for the state. They talk about taking trees down and all those kind of things. They'll take five down and put 30 back up. They do a fabulous job. I talked with an individual recently about this project, and one of the things he indicated was the only concern he had was, he says, the height of these poles and, these towers. And I told him, I says, I'd be totally against it also. If, for instance, let's just say they were going to take every 90 feet, they were going to put a telephone pole up and hang wires all over it and do it at every street all over the country. I think I'd be opposed to that. But unfortunately, it's already there. I'd like to point out also that many years ago, those of us that remember the nuclear power plant in Seabrook, the Clamshell Alliance, they were all opposed to it, and everybody was opposed to it. It was a terrible thing. It was going to blow up. It was going to cause all kinds of difficulties and this and that. And I would like to personally thank the people that were in a position to decide whether that project was either going to be built or not going to be built. And they had the intestinal fortitude to decide that it was in the best interest of not only this country, but the people of our state. And it has been fabulous. And if we didn't have it, we'd have some serious problems today. This project is going to be incredible. $15 billion up and down the state of New Hampshire in terms of taxes. It's going to bring jobs that's going to be incredible. Money to businesses up and down the state, tax revenues that help communities in ways that'll be astronomical. We in the state have always looked for anything that is quality over quantity. This project rises to the level of maybe the best we have seen in many, many years. If not the best ever for this state. It's going to be beneficial not only to the country, to our relationship with Canada, to New England, and New England is us. If we set aside our differences and we make a list of what's positive on this project and what is negative, everybody that I've talked to in this community, and they all would have loved to have been here, but they said, look, we elect 9 councilmen and a mayor to represent us. And I believe that it's unanimous with the 9 elected officials on the city council that this is in the best interest of the state, of New England, and the community. We need to set aside our differences and let something that is great for our great state go forward without objection. The only objection is people think that it's something that's going to affect their view. This billions of dollars in a project, think of the tremendous specialized skill workers that are going to benefit from this. 1,200 probably jobs that are going to happen, and a lot of jobs as a result of it are going to linger on, and it's going to produce even more. This project is fantastic. It's going to be great for the state of New Hampshire. And this business about looking at the towers, the project will do anything and everything it can to ensure that that it's not all that detrimental. As an individual, as a father, and as a family man, and talking with everybody that there is, they would love to see this project go through. I've talked with a multitude of people in this community and communities elsewhere, and they don't know what to say. They just keep saying, why would anybody be opposed to this? It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, people have a right to be opposed to anything, and they have a right to give their opinion, and I just gave mine. And I believe that that's the way I feel, and a lot of other people feel also. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. The next speaker, Darren LeBlanc.